Hello, everybody.
Good morning. It is morning because I'm just looking at my eyes and I look like I just woke up. But hey.
So today we will have a little chat about this beautiful relationship, the human-animal relationship or animal-human relationship, as I call it usually.
And I'm pretty sure with the situation we're living, right now, you've been, or people with animals anyways, they've had probably a chance to see how close the relationship can be and how easy it can be sometimes and how uneasy it can be depending on the situation.
Yeah.
But we do enjoy our animals. Right?
That is funny. Yes, we do. It's for us today is very special because we do this live video through the new webpage, infovet.net. Infovet.net is beautiful platform. It's going to be an information platform about this relationship and how deepening or going deep into this relationship can change our lives, can change the lives of animals. So we've been working with enjoying the exploration of this relationship for a few years now, and there's been a lot of animals that enjoyed the way that it changed, you know, their relationship with the human that's living with them.
Yep.
So that's what we want to introduce to you today. Of course, it's a short talk. We will be able to answer your questions. Of course, you are welcome to ask questions.
If you have comments or questions,
yep.
What do they have to do?
They can write to the comment section,
there
just
you go.
Be below the video, and we will have a chance to view your comments, of course, and your questions and answer them. It's quite a beautiful traveling, or how can we say, exploration that we did. You probably realize how the bond that we have. And I call it bond, which I don't use it that often, but the bond that we have with animals is very important, especially like Stefan said earlier, during these time, the confinement that we have to
follow.
Yes, all these regulations are very hard on us, and they do affect animals as well, but animals are so close to being always like in the present moment that they do kind of guide us into coming back into ourselves too, and to live through this period in a more peaceful way. So this is a little bit about what we're going to talk today about. My English is a bit weird this morning. I hope you do understand that it's Sunday morning, it's quite early, I didn't talk that much, just a little bit, and all in French, so it's kind of, you know, going around in my mind.
I'll try not to laugh, okay?
No, actually, you can laugh, it's funny sometimes. So, you know, for the last year, me and Stefan have been exploring also some new formation, a program about this beautiful relationship, and there's so much that we have to share that sometimes we don't even know how to start. But this relationship is at the heart of everything for us. This is where everything happens, you know, all the emotions that we leave are going to the animal through this relationship with this bond, and all the emotions that the animals are living also are going through this bond. So for us, it is to what we like, actually, what is our passion is to assist people into lighten this bond. So it becomes so easy, so light, so joyful, that the life itself, or our lives, and our life and the life of the animals also change. And the way we experience it is just completely different. So that's what we do. That's what we like to do, actually, to InfoVet and InfoVet.net, of course, and to even the SVM and all the beautiful project that we work on. So I talked a little bit about the formation that I did and that Stéphanie's doing right now. This formation is quite interesting. It's offered by an organization called HABRI, which is Human Animal Bound Research Institute. It's offered to like veterinarians, technicians, also any staff of vet clinics, but also I think it's interesting for everybody that loves animal, because it just gives us an idea of what's happening, what happened actually even through history with this bond, and what is happening right now. So it's really, really interesting to see for us, like how you at home interact with your animal these days and how these animals are reacting to what's happening. So I would definitely like to ask you a good question, like to know what is happening with you and your animals at home. Do you feel, you know, stress? Do you feel frustration? Do you feel fears also? You know, are you afraid that you could, you know, catch the disease, you know, just by going outside with your animals? Are you afraid that your animals can catch it? So just please don't be shy and just write in the comment section. So we will definitely address your questions and address the whatever, how do we say that?
Well, look at me.
I'm missing one word, but whatever thoughts you have, we will comment on this. But to talk about this, you know, most of you know probably that I do practice veterinary medicine. I practice either alternative or traditional also, so it doesn't matter for me. But what I can share with you this morning, I just want to share about all these news concerning animals and how coronavirus or virus is actually not going through. Actually, there's no proof that this beautiful coronavirus, I call it beautiful because it's a very special moment for us, but how this virus cannot pass through the animals. There is some, just a few, maybe four animals that has been proven positive that do developed the virus, but they are not proven. There's no proof right now that the virus can go from the animal and being passed to humans. It's actually the opposite. So it's the humans that can pass to the animal. So if you do have some symptoms, just be aware that if you are close to the animal, it is possible that they will catch it. That it will catch it.
But so far, it's very light. We know it's very light for the animals.
Yeah,
especially cats.
Yeah,
cats would be more.
Yeah, cats are more sensitive to it. It is very surprising, but they can develop some symptoms of it, but they're not really like very sick. They can just develop some symptoms of disease. So it is very interesting. And so right now there's no proof that they can pass it to humans. There is also no proof that even if someone is sick, you know, and like cough on your animals and the animals have some virus droplets in the hair, it is not proven that it can be passed to another human being that way. So it is like an hypothesis, or it is a possibility, but there's no proof yet that it can happen this way. So it is quite good for the animals. So you can have fun with them. There's no danger. Of course, I would not recommend you to go and pet your neighbor's animal, you know, but, and I would not recommend you to let your pet being your animal being pet by another human being, but you can definitely have fun with them and, you know, knowing that you are safe with them. So it is a good time to explore that beautiful relationship. So hi, Mrs. Judd. Hi, Francisca. It's nice to see new people meeting us. So please, did anybody have any comment of how it's going at home? We're not sure if you caught the first question.
Yeah, but if you have any questions regarding the relationship, what you're living, either what you're living, if you want to share what you're living with your animal during this confinement period. It could be very interesting to see as a change. Did you notice any changes just because you might be closer to your animal or see it more, and vice versa? Our animals are very, very, very busy right now. They're both sleeping. They're very stressed.
Yeah, but you know, it's actually interesting because Stefan just mentioned stress. Many animals do feel the stress we're feeling right now. There's some people, you know, that chatted with me earlier, and they were telling me that they're trying to hide their feeling or their stress just to be sure that the animals are not feeling it. But they can, you know, even if you try to hide it, the animals have the senses so attuned that they will just go through the mask you're trying to put on, and they will know. They do know. They read your body. They read whatever's coming from you, and they know what's happening inside. So even if you try to hide, don't be fooled by it. They will not be fooled by it. They won't. So they do feel the stress. They feel what we're going through. Some of them do feel stressful too, because they're feeling like a difference in the routine. So you know how routine is important for the animals. So if you change the routine suddenly, they feel it and they don't like it. Well, sometimes they will like it for a little bit. Like some dogs, they will be very happy for the first few days to go out like more often and have longer walks. And same for cats, you know, you're around and you pet them more. But after a while, they'll be like, well, what's happening, Dad? What's happening, Mom? You're not going back to work. You know, you're always there and you're always after me. Please leave me alone. So they're kind of disturbed by this whole situation. So it's like an experience for all of you at home, just to feel and to see and to catch or to explore the way the animals are feeling and what they are communicating to you through their body, through their behavior. It is a good time to watch, you know, and to see how they behave and their emotions, you know, what they show you, and just to try to explore a new way of seeing them, because they communicate with us all the time. Most of the time we're too busy actually to notice, you know, to notice whatever they have to tell you. But while you're at home, or you're more at home, I should say, because some of us are working, you can just enjoy, you know, take the time, breathe a little bit, and see how the animals, the dogs, the cats, the horses, you know, all the animals around you are communicating, and what you get from, you know, their behavior and everything. And then it's very interesting, because you can actually start to react depending on what you're receiving. So it's a fun game for me. It's really a game. It's like an experience. It's fun to do this because it shows us so much. And it's funny because for me, to experience or to explore this and to watch the animal and see what's happening, it's also it's like I'm exploring this so I can explore it with humans after. So I'm enjoying this, you know, exploration of the relationship. So there's friends who's doing, the animals here are quite content to see me with them all day long. But yes, they are a little more nervous about strange noises and different stuff. I let them be and respect their routine. Yes, it's very important. Thank you, France, for sharing this. It's so it's so important for them that we respect them as well. You know, we have a tendency to think that we are their life, but actually they do have a life of their own when we're not there. So now sharing as much time with them, it's also interesting that we understand that they do have a life of their own. They have their whole, you know, kind of activities by themselves, some games or some, you know, peaceful time, resting time. So just to respecting this time, these times, or this period are very, very important. If not, then you will definitely see some trouble. They might start being a little bit frustrated with you interrupting all the time. And so it's interesting because actually we used to see the opposite. Like most of the time it's the animals that are coming and interrupting our activities.
That's true.
But I think, you know, if you are bored at home and you don't have much thing to do, it might be fun to see how they react to you. I would be really pleased to know. There's no question yet. So we might chat a little bit more about...
I'll let you go.
You let me go.
I mean, I let you chat.
I've been chatting all the time.
Well, there's this, the new platform. We have activities coming up online.
About a couple of days, you know, our website will be on, and there's a lot of stuff already, articles, different kind of resource, like videos. There's going to be some audios as well. And soon we will start some program, actually, if some people are interested into going deep into the relationship. We're going to start to talk about, you know, all the emotions that the animal can have. I'll talk as a vet right now, as a veterinarian. You know, we're not used to talk about emotions, but there's so many. And I think most of you know even more about these emotions because, you know, animals have so many emotions that they show to us, right? You know, as an owner, as a companion to animals, I've seen like fears, I've seen fear of lack, you know, they're afraid sometimes of not having enough food, and then it caused some weird behavior that I'll call jealousy or possessivity. There's also some animals that have like almost attention deficit, and this has been showing more in the last few years. It's just like I can't remember seeing these kind of emotions when I was younger or when I was a newer vet, but I see them more and more. It's so interesting. So I guess it's because I open up to it and that I can see it, but there's so much. You can see sometimes animals look like they feel guilty, they're like confused. So many anxiety, of course. Now anxiety is recognized as a trouble, as a psychological problem on animals, which is very good. There's also, we can see, you know, animals that have a tendency to be rebellious. Thank you, sir. Rebellious, or they can be, we see them being like obedient or loyal, and it's causing all sort of tension or all sort of emotions to us as well, you know, for us as well. So it's really interesting. So we have Francisca, who said, I have three sibling cats. The brothers have sometimes a real fallout. I'm working at home for 4 weeks now. I have the feeling that I'm part of their quarrel because I seem to be a recourse, that it is not enough. They have to share me. Can that be? Yes, actually, it is definitely possible, Francisca. Sorry if my English is not good enough. Oh, no, your English is fine. We understand you very much. You know, don't forget that we are not English speaking, like,
It's not a mother tongue.
Oh, that's really interesting the way I say it. Mother tongue. So we do understand very well. Actually, it's quite interesting what you're sharing, because it is true that because we are more at home, that we will feel like we're being more involved in what's happening at home. So we see more what's happening behind our back. You know, when we're at work, we're not home, and a lot of things can happen when we're not there that we don't know about. But now that you are, especially for you, Francisca, but many others as well, when you're home, you start seeing things that you didn't know happened before. So, and they do. Animals are very bright. You know, they know exactly what we are feeling, and they know our strength, and they know our weaknesses, and they can manipulate us so easily. It's so funny when we realize that. And when they...
I realized it.
Yeah.
I've been manipulated.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You can maybe share about some experiences that we had at home.
And well, we have a cat, which I consider my cat. You know how it is. She comes to see me. Of course, Stefan will feed them, play with them when they want to. So it's easier for them to come and see you and just say, well, you know, meow, 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 come on, let's go play, or I'm hungry. But when you start realizing that, and you respect, I respect the fact that she's like that, but she recognized that I have a weak point in me that doesn't want them to miss anything, you know. But then when you start, I have to respect myself through that, and I respect the way Peggy Sue is, and it's not as hard after that, you know. You find it easier to just take your space and just say, you know, if I'm eating and she wants to eat, well, she's gonna have to wait after I'm done. So, and it doesn't take long for her to realize it, and she just does something else. But as long as I was just answering right away and becoming almost like a slave because I wasn't respecting myself, yes, she was asking me, not Madeleine. She knew Madeleine wouldn't fall for it. So it's a question of that. In this situation, that's what it is. Other times, it's understanding what the animal is telling you. But, you know, with us doing what we're doing, they're so obvious now, asking to go out or something like that. I mean, it's funny because it's so obvious.
It's really funny. They are very, very quick to picking up, you know, which patterns that we have. So if you are like someone that want to save, you know, to save them, they will know it and they will use it to their advantage. So they're so funny and so bright and so quick into this. So that's what we explore, you know, in everything, and what we will explore in infovet.net. And, you know, just for you to know, there is some free resources. There will be a lot of program as well, but all the information is there, and it's so important for us to share it, because we've tried it, we explored it, we experienced it, and we did also share it to some other people, and they experienced it as well. And to just go deep and just to release some of the emotions, of the pattern that we have, that the animal have, to realize what is there, you know, how we can change our life and the relationship with these animals is incredible, you know. And do you remember, and I know, I think people that are following us, they remember that question, but for me, it's at the base of everything, the basic of everything. Do you remember the joy, the love, you know, all this beautiful light and fun that you have, and what that you feel when you see a puppy, a kitten, a small horse, a small, you know, any newborn animal. This, just thinking, you can close your eyes and just see the image of one, either yours or somebody else, it doesn't matter. But, you know, if you take just the time to see this beautiful youth, newborn animal in front of you, you will remember how much joy, how much love, you know, how fun it is to share some time with them, either pet them or play with them. And you know what is coming out from them? This lightness, this beautiful
pure joy.
Joy. Yeah, there's just nothing like it. This feeling is so strong, it's so powerful. This feeling can be there all the time. Almost all the time with your animals, you know. If you go deep into this relationship, that's what you can see, you can feel every day. That's what we feel at home now. You know, we don't have much fear anymore. When we feel something, when we have fear for like an animal going outside, we see them. They are so bright. They will use whatever is outside to protect themselves. They don't need us to protect them. It's so funny. And I know, you know, I say that and you're going to feel like, oh, no, they're not strong enough and things like that. But you just think about how these wild animals that are outside, do they need us? Do they really need humans? I don't see it. I don't see they need it, you know? If we start to interfere, most of the time, they will start being like independent or, dependent on us. And then they will have trouble. But, you know, the wild animals, they know it. It is very clear that the nature will provide for them. And when it's time to go, they will go, but it doesn't matter for them. They feel fine. They're happy where they are. They don't want to be in other places. They just want to stay there, to be there. Our animals, you know, the animals that are with us, they feel the same. They want to be close to you. They want to be there, but they want to be free as well. So it's a whole process, you know, in going into this relationship so that the relationship, what you feel for them and what they feel for you will be freer and lighter and joyful.
And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's always accordingly to where they live. Yeah. If you live in the city, it's another story to let your cat, for example, just run about in the middle of Montreal. That's another story. But it's a question of letting them be who they are.
Yes.
And same for us. And then the relationship is really, I always say, well, which way do I have to go? Okay, like this. Coat a coat.
Equal to equal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it an assistance kind of relationship. It's so different because, you know, it is, if we look at some research, it's proven that this relationship or the bond that you have with an animal, can either bring a higher level of stress on both of you. I'm not sure if I'm clear there. Or lower the level of stress of both of you. Let's just say, I'll just explain quickly the research. The research was made from someone that was observing what they call a dyad, which is like a couple, a human and an animal. So they were watching these two, I was going to say units, but these two beings reacting to some experiences. So first they were watching like the human by itself, see when the human was alone doing that exercise, how they were feeling. And then they were watching how the animal by itself was reacting to this experience. And then they watch together how they were reacting, and they took a measurement of one element called cortisol, which is the stress hormone inside the body, and they did realize that each of them has an effect on the other one. So meaning if the human is very stressed doing that experiment or experience, and the animal is not stressed, when they do it together, both of them will be stressed. And it is true from the opposite. If the animal is really stressed and the human is not stressed, when they do the experience, both of them will react the same. They react like closer. So we have an effect on animals, and animals have effect on us as well. You know how on the stress, on the emotions we feel, they affect the physical, you know, the body. So it's really interesting. So we're going more into the mind and body medicine. So this holistic kind of medicine when we think that way. And that's where we can play, you know, because if you are freer, if the animal is freer, lighter, and more joyful, you know, the effect will be the opposite, meaning that the effect will be just to calm down the other being, you know. So that's what we're having fun with in life now. We're playing with this beautiful, powerful tool called the relationship, or the animal-human relationship, so that both beings at each end of this relationship can feel better, have a more joyful life, you know, lighter,
freer, living more in the moment.
Yeah, living like in the heart, both of us, you know, both beings living more close to what they really are, and freer from all the emotions and patterns and beliefs that we have, that we carry with us. You know, there's so many things that we picked. Either we pick from the society, we pick from our parents, we pick from even our own experiences, you know, all these emotions, and they do have an effect on us. So imagine what is happening on the animals as well. So it's really interesting how, you know, working with this relationship can change everybody's life, and everybody meaning humans, but also animals. So it's a good time, you know, while we are in confinement and while we are passing through this stressful situation, to go into this relationship, I think. We have more time to go deeper and to enjoy this, to enjoy the experience.
Well, we're going to have some coming up, some great programs that are coming up. We're going to have some videos, some we have a lot of free stuff also. You can just go. Once the site is on, I know I've been, I see some people there that might have heard of saying, just a few days, and that was 2 weeks ago. But we have some, you have to be inspired to, you know, in order to write things, in order to do some interviews, and, you know, you need to have the time to do it, to, you know, coordinate when we have interviews and stuff. So, and we don't want to have something that we put online that's not going to be interesting. So be patient, it's coming up. I know Madeleine, this coming week, she doesn't have to go outside of the house, or she's spending a lot of time on that. But again, if she's not inspired, I mean, we don't want to write stuff just to write stuff. So, but it's coming up. And we're going to have lots of fun to share it with you. And just remember the name, infovet.net, is the site where you'll be able to get all the information, and you'll have information about the other projects that we have. It'll be there. It's going to be the platform for you to go on in order to, you know, find out, okay, what are they doing? What can we, what program can we check out? What's going on with these guys? So. There we go.
We'll probably share with you if you inscribe yourself, or you like the page, the infovet.net page.
Did you say inscribe?
Yeah, that's it. Subscribe. Sometimes I do have some weird word coming out from my mouth. But the intention is there.
It is.
But if you you like the page, you know, you'll be able to see very soon. We'll start posting like the... there's a beautiful article that I wrote, and Francisca, I know you've been asking for if these research are going to be on the website, but in this article, you have a link to different research that explained a little bit deeper, probably more clearer than I did, the strength or the beautiful relationship and the effect that it has on both beings.
Yeah.
on the animals and on humans. And there's so many research, you know, I'm lucky because I do, you know, as a professional, I do have access to all this research. And there's more and more, you know, coming up my way. So, you know, slowly and gradually, I will share with you all this research. And it's so interesting because give us like some, how do we say that? Give them more tools for us, you know, because we've been doing this for a few years now that we've been chatting and talking about this relationship with clients. And at first we didn't really have tools, but these research are coming up now, and they give us like kind of proof that what we're sharing is real, you know, because they're talking about emotions. They're beautiful articles. Article that I read about jealousy in animals. And you know, I was discussing, I remember last fall, I was discussing with some people about jealousy. And he told me, no, it's not possible. There's no jealousy in animals. It is impossible. And I said, you know, I was just thinking that I saw this article. So it does say that jealousy is proven to be present in some animals. But, you know, when you think about it, jealousy, it's not that complicated. Jealousy is what? What does it mean to be jealous? Jealousy is coming from a fear, from losing love, from losing something that you care for. So if you love someone and you feel like this person is going away from you and you're afraid of losing it, then you will have a tendency either to panic or to be jealous. If, you know, some, like if Stefan would go and look, you know, at another cat and not looking at me, you know, then I may look at him. If I'm afraid of losing him, I may look at him and tell him, hey, you know, you're not allowed to do that. But that's not the way we are. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, and everything is okay. It's just for us to be conscious of it. It's to be conscious also that there's fear in them. There's fear in us, but there's fear in them, and they're so fearful too. So if they forget, you know, I was sharing a little bit earlier about wild animals, how they do know, they feel inside that nature is there to provide for us, for them, they're there to provide for us too. But if our animals, you know, the companion that we have in the home, forgot that nature is there to protect and to provide for them, they will have fear, you know, they'll be fearful of losing, of lacking. So every emotion is coming from the fear. Everything is coming from there. So you know, and we know, it is a special time. We are straight there, we are right there into the fears. So it's a good time to explore it, I think, to recognize and to be conscious that fear is there for us human, but for the animal as well, and that we can assist, you know, and by assisting, it's assisting everybody. So that's what we do. That's all the fun that we have.
We have tools. We give you tools.
Yes.
Because the main thing is not for people to just say, oh, geez, if I don't listen to Stefan and Madeleine, I'll say Stefan for this time. Usually we say Madeleine first. if I can't function, if I'm not close to them, or if I don't listen to them every X amount of time, and that's not the reason why we're doing this. We're doing this to share our experience with people, and through that experience, we're giving tools in order for people to be able to deal with the situation with their animals or understand their animals and then experiment by themselves. That's what it's all about. So,
but you know, we're going to do more live. We're going to share with you also, you know, lots of things that you can practice at home, you can use at home, and you know, gently you will we will experience it together, you know. And you are welcome, you know. We will always invite you when we'll do some live. We'll be there and we'll answer questions, and every time we'll give you more tools and just to experience it by yourself as well. So I think it's about time.
It's about time what?
That we finish. That we let
we
you continue
here.
With the day. And please, you know, I know some people are speaking French in this
group.
The group. So we will do the French version next week. So we'll try to do it regularly so that we'll have a French and English version. So we can give you more every time, mm-hmm. But we'll probably have like one Facebook Live per month, just about per se, and you are welcome. And if you feel like if you have more questions, you know, if you think about a question after the live, please, we'll be very happy to read you and answer you. So you can post in the comment section, just write your question and we'll definitely will read it. And we will announce to the opening of the website.
The official
launching in a few days.
All right.
So thank you very much being with us. It was really fun for us to know that you were there and to answer also the sharing that you wrote. And we'll see you probably in a few weeks.
Yes. Have a nice Sunday. Enjoy.
Yes.
I know it was raining. Well, we're in front of a window, so there's a little bit of rain in our area, but is it going to last? We see the grass in our area because there was a lot of snow. I'm sure in the city there's the grasses there. But enjoy the moments that you can have with your animals and with yourself. And there you go.
Well, Peter, have a great day and thank you.
Bye.
Bye.